Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 258 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for November 13th is review the activities of your typical day. Determine if there is an activity you previously found joy in, but you no longer do. Write down what used to be joyful about the action for you. Are you letting things outside your control rob you of your joy? What can you do to rediscover the joy in your activity? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of enjoying the journey. Life doesn't stop moving on the outside, but we can take a time out for ourselves on the inside. Because if we don't take time to pause and reflect, we can get lost on the conveyor belt of life, where we are moving and not truly understanding where we are going. And as we move on that conveyor belt, we keep getting more and more layers piled on us. So when we take a time out internally, one of the best things we can do is shed some of those layers that have been piled on. Because when I think of someone filled with joy, I think of someone who doesn't have a huge burden they are carrying with them. They have a lightness to them and a spring in their step. But maybe you're thinking, yeah, that's great, but I have some really troubled kids in my classroom. Or I have some overbearing parents of kids on my volleyball team. Or I have a principal who has an extremely large ego and wants to make everyone else seem like they are the problem. But as the great Don Haskins said, quote, "Nobody can take something from you that you don't give them," end quote. For me, I gave away some of my joy as a basketball coach several years ago. I let the layers of wins and losses on the scoreboard, kids who seemed to be entitled, and parents who wanted their kids to be in the spotlight rather than learn life lessons, pile on me. I bought into what the world said about me, that I had to prove I was a winner by the results on the scoreboard, and I needed to drive my players to win so they could feel good about themselves. I carried the weight of those layers around with me and let it cover up my joy. And when I did, I was moving away from my true potential. And I also limited myself from giving away my gifts and abilities to the people in my life, the players on my team, and my family and friends. But deep inside of me, that joy still existed. It wasn't completely extinguished. Because deep inside me, I still believed what I recently heard Brian Kite state so succinctly, quote, "A losing mindset only enjoys winning. A winning mindset enjoys competing," end quote. And the true meaning of the word compete is to strive together, to use the struggle, and to use our teammates and our opponents to strive toward our purpose and making an impact by giving away our gifts and abilities. So how about you? Is there an activity you previously found joy in, but you no longer do? Can you write down what used to be joyful about the action for you? Are you letting things outside your control rob you of your joy? What can you do to rediscover the joy in your activity? One of the best things we can do to rediscover our joy is to take an internal time out. For me, I was lucky enough to be fired from my coaching position because it forced me to take an internal time out, to look inside of myself, to shed some of those layers and those burdens I allowed myself to carry, and to rediscover my joy, to be more of the person who I truly am. Because when I focused on trying to reach success according to what the world says, I stifled myself, my joy, my purpose, and my impact. So today, I want to encourage you to take an internal time out as you move on the conveyor belt of your teaching and coaching duties, so that you can rediscover your joy, because it will help you increase your impact on your students and athletes by giving them a better version of you every day.